I arrived at Ryan and Connor's house one morning in June to discover them zip-tied together. Nate and Devin had already arrived, so the five dudes were all there. Tyler Reynolds, that's me, Nate Howe, Devin Singh, and Ryan and Connor McGuire. Ryan and Connor are twins, by the way, which didn't make it easier to explain their situation.
"We were watching Like the Law on Mom's laptop," Ryan began,
rubbing his brush of reddish-blonde hair with his left hand and practically poking himself in the eye with Connor's right hand, which happened to be attached to it. Connor jumped off the bench, jerking Ryan forward in the process.
"They had to arrest a bunch of perps in a garage," he said.
"Let me tell it,"
Ryan demanded.
"They were taking apart these stolen cars," he explained.
"The bad guys," Connor put in.
Ryan glared at him.
"And they didn't have enough handcuffs," he said.
"The cops didn't," said Connor.
"So they used zip ties from the garage," said Ryan.
"They used the crook's own zip ties,"
crowed Connor, throwing his right hand in the air, which yanked Ryan's left hand, which, in turn, caused Ryan to use his right hand to sock his twin in the stomach.
"Anyway, we came out to see if we had any zip ties," said Ryan.
"And decided to arrest yourselves?" I finished for him.
"You really can't get out of them,"
said Connor, demonstrating by pulling on the end of the tie.
"You just made it tighter, doofus," said Ryan.
Connor stared down at his hand.
"Whoa, I think my fingers are going numb."
"You'll wish you were numb," warned Ryan.
"Your thumbs are turning purple," Nate observed with scientific interest. It was about that time that Ryan and Connor's dad drove up and parked his motorcycle in the driveway. When he saw how things were, he sighed and said,
"I hope you didn't do this until after your mom left for work."
Ryan and Connor's mom and dad are divorced. That morning, Mrs. McGuire had carpooled to work so she could leave the minivan for our river trip. I guess Mr. McGuire didn't think this was a great start.
"You're making me look bad here, dudes," he said.
He's the only one of our parents who ever calls us that.
"I was the one who convinced your mom that you didn't need day camps this summer because I'm only teaching 2 days a week at the community college. I swore you'd be fine supervising yourselves whenever I wasn't around."
"Then I guess it's a good thing you're around today, huh, Dad?" said Ryan.
Mr. McGuire grabbed the scissors off the tool bench and cut the zip ties, a solution which I'm sure would have occurred to Ryan and Connor eventually.